Welcome to the Beauty School Bobby podcast. We are here today with Katie Hopper, and she is going to talk to us today about being in the industry without being licensed. So Katie and I are both in the beauty industry, and neither of us do hair. So one of the questions that I get all the time is, do you do hair? And I always have to say, no. Did you go to beauty school? I did not. So I got this position strictly by, I think, my personality. I think just being outgoing, and we actually started by knowing the same person. Started with Adam Brown. And so I think it's really cool that we both kind of were connected in this way. And so we wanted to talk about being in the industry without being licensed. So to get started, I wanted to just find out a little bit about you. So what are you doing? How did you get started in the industry?
Oh gosh, that's such a long story. okay, so currently I'm the relationship manager at Geo Hair Lab.
And how long have you been there?
Since it opened, which are we going on 3 years? We're going on 3 years in November. So a minute. But previous to that, yes, I worked for Adam Brown at a local barber shop. And I actually, when I got started in the industry, I guess, I thought that I wanted to be a barber or go to cosmetology school. And I knew a guy, and he was like, well, why don't you come and work at a salon or work at a barbershop and see how you like it. And then, I guess being the bossy kind of person that I am, they didn't have a manager at this barbershop at the time. And so it just worked out. I just kind of like fell into that position. I totally agree. It's, probably my personality. I will talk to a brick wall and, you know, I just like to get to know people and they needed some help, so.
I love that. I didn't know that you'd actually thought about going to. So that was never an option for me. Like, I just was completely not a part of this industry at all, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, here you go. You're part of it now. Yeah. But, so do you think you'll ever go?
No, absolutely not. No, I actually was a nanny for a while. I was a preschool teacher and a nanny. That was, like, kind of, like, my first gig. And I had worked with kids for so long that it was just time for a change, I guess. I still love kids, you know, love to be around them and everything, but it just was not for me anymore. I needed a career change, so.
So you just worked out. Right now, what are you doing at the salon? Like, what is it that you're doing, like, your day-to-day?
Oh, gosh, day-to-day. I like to say I'm just being the salon mom. I worked the front desk for a while, you know, just to get us started, and that's obviously where I started at the other barbershop, so just to kind of kick us off and get us going as a salon. I was just doing all the back-end stuff and working at the desk, so really just like, I mean, I actually don't do inventory anymore. We've got a girl that does that, but ordering all our products and everything like that, you know, getting vacations, getting scheduled, getting interviews set up, you know, with potential service providers and apprentices, do a lot of education planning and trip planning, which is my fave. but yeah, just all that like back-end stuff, like any kind of little thing that needs to be done. I just got to get it going.
So tell us a little bit about Jeremy. So Jeremy Wan is who you are currently working for.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about him. What's your vibe? Because I feel like you all are doing something a little bit different than what Knoxville is used to.
Yes.
So you all are very focused, I think, in what you're doing. I think that what's happening at your guys' salon is, like I said, it's more New York, LA. It's not so much the Knoxville vibe. So tell us about what is different about Geo.
Okay, so Jeremy and I have always kind of known each other. He left the company that, you know, we were with way back when, and I think it was probably like within 4 months I left, and it wasn't like we were leaving together. We didn't plan like he's gonna go open Geo and I'm gonna go work for him initially. It was just kind of, he and I were having the same kinds of feelings. I needed to get out of that place that we were at. So he and I ended up, you know, hanging out and talking on one of our mutual friends' front porches. And he was like, I'm going to open the salon. I would love for you to come and do it. And this was like months after, you know, he had left. And I think maybe like a month after I left. Anyways, And so he just told me a little bit about what he was planning, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like something I would be want to be a part of. So I guess it was maybe like 4 or 5 months after that, I had kind of just been here and there in between, and we had more of like a formal interview, I guess, situation. And it was just, I don't know, just one of those like right place at the right time kind of things, because everything that he was telling me about the salon, you know, being super green, just, I don't know, it's easy to get caught up in like the whole beauty part of the industry, and Jeremy and Gio, we are just more about how it makes you feel, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think that's so different. And mm-hmm. I think that your clients feel that when they come in. Mm-hmm. And I think that you guys have done a really good job of just explaining that when you all come into the school. But mm-hmm. people are interested in that too. I mean, you definitely have a person that would fit at your salon or would not fit at your salon.
Right.
And totally. That's fine. And I don't think that that's like such a negative thing. Mm-hmm. I think that like you have to be around people that are either similar to you, at least have the same beliefs, because if not, it's going to end up being like a bad mixture. So
definitely.
We love what you guys are doing, and I think it's fun what you're bringing to Knoxville. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to us both not being licensed and not being a part of the industry. So what challenges do you think that you faced, or what was hard for you coming into this industry that maybe you weren't prepared for? Like what is a challenge that you face from not being a cosmetologist or esthetician or licensed in some form?
Oh gosh, to be completely and totally honest, so at a barber shop, it's pretty easy. Every 30 minutes, dude haircuts, beard trims, shaves. Every 30 minutes, everybody's in and out. Easy.
Yeah.
So for me, it was weird transitioning into a salon, because I'm like, what is a partial plus base? Like, what is a full weave? What does all this mean? And just getting used to like the processing times and everything like that. But at this point, you know, obviously I have a grasp on what all of those things are. So like, for example, if we have like a client issue or anything like that, you know, they didn't love their color or they wanted to change something up, I just get as many details as I can from, you know, the client to let the service provider know. And I'm always very upfront with letting people know, like, hey, I'm not a colorist, I'm not a cutter, I'm not a stylist, but tell me all these details so that I can get them to who needs to know them.
Yeah. You know? That's something that I actually, like, had taken notes about, was that, like, I was going to ask you if you ever feel, like, out of place. Because I feel like I've had to teach myself so much. Like, being thrown into admissions, like, obviously admissions is my focus, and meeting with people and telling them about the school. But I also have to answer questions sometimes, too, of, you know, certain things about hair or whatever. Now, I just kind of look at the whole industry a little bit differently. So, do you ever feel like out of place, or do you feel like at this point now you've been in it long enough that you're...
At this point, I don't know if that sounds like conceited or not, but like I've been in it for like 6 years, and I mean, literally everybody that I know is a hairstylist, you know, so I don't really feel out of place, no. There's still things that I don't know, but I guess that's just my personality. Like, I don't care to not know things or to say that I don't know them. Like, hey, let me figure that out for you, you know?
Yeah. I do feel like I had to teach myself a lot. There wasn't really, like, I think everyone or most of the people around me are licensed cosmetologists.
Right.
And so I think that, like, I had to just go to them and ask. And I think that that's an important thing of, like, not being afraid to be like, hey, I don't know this.
Definitely.
Or this is not my world, but I'm in it. And so how do I get better at what I'm doing and being a part of it?
Yeah.
But I think that this is another thing that you and I are similar about. It's, like, we're not afraid to get our hands dirty and to learn. Like, we didn't come into it being, like, oh, we know everything already or whatever. It is a learning process, and I think like every day, if you're willing to like kind of do a little bit more work or put a little bit more work in it, it gets a little bit easier. So what advice would you give to somebody that is not licensed, that maybe wants to go into salon management or even like working the front desk? That's not a requirement for you all, is it, to be licensed if you want to, like...
No, absolutely not. No, the only licensed people we have are our service providers and our apprentices. I mean, honestly, for me, it really was, like, just getting in it. Like, had I just decided, you know, to go to TSB, I don't know how would that have turned out.
I never would have made it, and I know that. And I'm very honest. Like, when people ask me if I do it, I'm like, I am such a perfectionist that it would have beat me down. Like,
I
would have been good enough to do it,
I don't think. Yeah, because, when you have, like, I would be so critical of myself, and whenever, if somebody didn't like what I did, I would, Yeah.
I'd like cry in a corner for days, exactly. Literally. Like, there's no way if somebody was like, I hate my hair. Right. Like, I would take such offense to that, and, like, my heart would be broken.
Yes, so I agree.
It's not the path for me.
Right.
It's not that good. But what do you think, like, if somebody is wanting to go into it, what do you think, like, think would be a good attribute for that?
Go hang out in a salon and see how, you know, because I, having gone and hung out in that barbershop that I was in and realized, oh, I don't, nope, I can manage people. I don't want to do this. I can be a service provider. So just talk to people that, you know, listen to this podcast.
We're about to give you so much information. Okay, so you had mentioned earlier that you set up interviews. I know we have talked about some people, like, calling to get references is really important because it's hard of meeting with somebody for 30 minutes to get, like, a good feel of them.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think makes a great employee in this industry?
Oh, my gosh. Number one, especially, this is a huge thing at Geo, is just positivity. You kind of, it, the nature of this industry really is like fake it till you make it. You got to have confidence. You've got to be outgoing. And you got to make people like you, you know? You can, I don't know if I should say that.
Don't you think it's crazy that, like, because I talk to so many salon owners, like, the question of how well they can do hair when they're looking at beauty school students is so far down the list.
Yeah, it
there
is.
There is so much more that comes before that.
Yes.
When you're looking for an employee, and it's like, well, that's what you went to school for. That's what you're licensed in. But so much of it is how you interact with other people and how you interact with the other people at your salon.
Absolutely. Then, like, step two after Jeremy and I will interview you is you will come at least for one day, probably 2 days, to hang out in the salon. And we're going to ask everybody what they thought of you. And not in, like, a, you know, catty sort of way, but it's like, okay, did they ask questions? How did they interact? Do they seem like drama? You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's kind of what I was going to say is that, well, it doesn't really matter if you do crappy hair color. If you're super sweet and that person really loves you, like, they'll come back to you.
Definitely. And as somebody who doesn't do hair, like, I 100% am looking for somebody that's going to have fun with me, that's going to, like, make the experience entertaining. And honestly, like, because I really don't know, unless somebody else, like, at the school tells me, like, they jacked up your hair, I'm probably not gonna, like, notice it. Like, I'm gonna be like, no, but it was so fun there.
Yes,
I, like, loved it. I'm gonna go back. So
yeah.
I think that that's so important. And that is one thing that I think that we try to focus on, like, at the school. And even when I'm meeting with prospective students, if they're shy and they're not, I mean, I will tell them right away, like, you're gonna have to come out of your shell. Like,
absolutely.
We always say, like, our little catchphrase is, we can teach you how to do hair, but we can't teach you how to be fun and outgoing. That's
so
something
true.
That you just have to have in you naturally, I think. So, as far as being in the industry after this long, what's your favorite part about the beauty industry?
I say being the salon mom kind of like it's like, oh, I'm the salon mom, but really I love it. Like, I just love our whole staff, and I'm just, like you, very people-oriented, and so I just get to talk to people all day long and, you know, deal with issues, which is fun for me, weirdly, fixing all the things. So, yeah, just being around people.
Awesome. Well, I love that. So what is next for you? Like, where do you see yourself going from here? What's next for GL? Like, what is coming up that you see in
the future? My gosh. Gosh, that's such a loaded question. Well, if you've been to GO, you know, which Bobby and I talked about this a little bit earlier, that we just now, you know, currently use the front space of the salon, but we want to take over the whole building. So, and Jeremy's got some things cooking that's top secret that everybody will know soon enough. But, yeah, just to grow and just, we're just a big family over there. So just to get some fun trips planned here in the very near future, and we're just all about learning and growing and becoming better people and better service providers.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see what's next for you. So at the end of every episode, we play Would You Rather, because I know that you are so Disney obsessed,
I wear a Mickey like sweatshirt.
She is wearing a Mickey sweatshirt. I know you can't see that. We'll post pictures on her Instagram and stuff so you can check out her outfit. But Katie is really obsessed. How many times a year do you go to Disney?
I went like 3 or 4 times this year.
That's a lot. Like, I've never been. Like, I still have never been through the gates.
I'll
like,
plan your trip when you go.
Perfect. So we are doing a special Disney Would You Rather. So this is just for you. Okay, so would you rather be Snow White and live with 7 messy men or Cinderella and live with 3 terrible women? I feel like this is
messy,
like,
men, okay. Definitely.
And that's probably why, like, you being at the barbershop, like, how different is being at the barbershop from being in the salon?
It's like night and day. Don't get me wrong, any of my geo babes, if you listen to this, I love you all dearly. But, and not even, it's not really about the service providers, it's about the clients. I just relate well to dudes, and they're a lot more low maintenance than chicks.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's just part of it. So, you know, and you don't have to deal with color, you don't have to deal with all that. It's like,
it's in and out. It's and beer so trips. Quick. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so would you rather eat a meal of grubs with Simba or have to stroke Jafar's chin hair?
Simba. Definitely. Simba.
So the picture that I found of Jafar, because I was like, does he have gross chin hair? It was so gross.
It's long.
It's so long.
And I just feel like he's such an awful human.
Yeah, it's so disgusting.
But Aladdin is one of my favorite Disney movies.
Are you excited about the live action?
Oh, I'm pumped.
How many times have you watched the trailer?
Not that many, actually.
I showed it to my son, and he didn't get it because he hasn't seen, like, the original Aladdin yet, or maybe he actually might have seen a little bit of it, but I'm excited to take him out. Aladdin, I don't know if it was like the age I am that, like, that was the big movie. Like, that was the first movie I really remember like being obsessed with, so I'm ready for the live action. Okay, so one more. Would you rather fly the skies with Peter Pan or explore the ocean with Ariel?
Oh, that's so hard. I just said Peter. Well, okay, Aladdin is my number one. Peter Pan is, they're like a close tie for number one. But also, I really love the beach and the ocean, but I guess the skies.
Okay.
Peter Pan.
I think that's more fun. I think you can, obviously, there's so much to see under the sea, but I think that flying would be, like, amazing, too. Okay, so I want to plug your info so that everyone knows where to find you, where to find Gio.
Yeah.
So where can we follow you at?
You can follow Gio Hair Lab on Instagram. Yeah, that's the easiest way, really. We post, like, 3 posts a day, so awesome. You can hit us up on there. Generally, you can reach me there.
Awesome. Good. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I want to thank our sponsor, Tennessee School of Beauty. You can find Tennessee School of Beauty at www.tennesseeschoolofbeauty.com. And thank you again, Sunspot, for letting us record here. You all are the best. And make sure you follow Beauty School Bobby. We will post pictures of this podcast so you can see Katie in her cute Disney outfit. And make sure you tune in next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.